Highbridge Audio presents Mr. Rosenblum Dreams in English by Natasha Solomons. Read by James Adams. Chapter 1. It will be cloudy and dull this evening, and tonight with periods of rain, the rain being moderate or heavy in many districts. Fog will be extensive on high ground with fog patches along the south coast. Tomorrow, more general and heavy rain will spread from the southwest with temperatures of approximately 57 degrees. That concludes the weather summary. A further news bulletin may be heard at 1:45. Jack Rosenblum switched off the wireless and nestled back into his leather armchair. A beatific smile spread across his face, and he closed his eyes. "So there is to be more rain," he remarked to the empty room, stretching out his short legs and giving a yawn. He was unconcerned by the dismal prognosis. It was the act of listening to the bulletin that he savoured. Each evening during the weather forecast, he could imagine he was an Englishman. When the forecast was stopped through the war, he grieved on behalf of the British, aware what loss this absence would inflict, and when it started again, he listened in religiously, happily considering all the Englishmen and women hearing light drizzle on high ground at the same instant as he. Through the daily weather reports, he felt himself to be part of a nation. The prediction may be sleet in Scotland and sunshine in the West Midlands, but the ritual of the weather forecast united them all. The national preoccupation had been rightfully restored, and in his soul Jack rejoiced. He stared out of the window, watching the rain.